Whew. My specialty is dealing with emotional, the blues, mental, psychological, unbalanced issues of a relationship, companionship, a marriage, or even if you just happily single. I'm here. I'm here for you. And if any of you are interested in calling in, the number is 1-888-429-5471.
Well, good evening, and I'm chat with Dr. Black, and I welcome you to the program here on BBS Radio Station 2 for this Sunday, 6 o'clock p.m. hour. I'm on air every other Sunday. I'm going to skip around a little bit and come back to it. I have a special guest this evening, and I welcome to the show Angelica Rose. And as the intro was playing, Angelica, we have a caller. Her name is Heather, and without further ado, I hate for Heather to wait online, but I like to say to everyone, thank you so much, Heather. We'll take your call. Give me just 1 second. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'd like to give a shout-out to Doug and Donald, who are the BBS owners. If anyone's interested in hosting, please contact them at www.bbsradio.com. Call-in number here is 1-888-429-5471. And guess what? So today we sprung forward. Not sure about you all, but I'm a little off on the time, but I'm still trying to work it out. Heather, like to say welcome. Jump on in, Heather. How are you? Happy Sunday, sweet love. Heather, are you online?
Oh, bless her heart. She'll call back.
Heather, if you're out there and you're listening, please call us back, please. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go ahead and finish up. I deal with relationship therapy, and today I have a wonderful guest who is here with me. And I am going to do a little introduction, but before I do, I just want everyone to know I love my two young adult daughters. I really do. I'm a strong proponent of the hashtag AT&T It Can Wait campaign with Fletcher Cleese. Remember, no texting, no selfies, no attaching to Instagram, no attaching to Twitter, none of that hocus pocus. Please be safe out there. If you want to know what the drive is all about, when you have a minute, please go online to hashtag AT&T, It Can Wait, Fletcher Cleaves, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R, C-L-E-A-V-E-S. I am a strong proponent of It Can Wait. So I specialize in relationships, all type of relationships, you know, whatever anyone have on their mind, please feel free to call in. I'm here to give my listeners advice, bring you a peace of mind to whatever you are going through. We go through so much in this day and time. You know, the emotional imbalance. You know, and sometimes we become very highly emotional where that emotion just weighs on us. It can bring you down. It's very discomforting. You tend, you know, to be a little topsy-turvy. I'm here for an hour on Sunday, so it's free therapy. Call in. And feel free to let us talk about it. So my guest tonight is Angelica Rose. She is an angel walking. She is a universal gifted angel, messenger, medium, inner spirit activation. And she's a specialist. She has been doing this since 1991. And she's also a certified hypnotist. And she's also an author. She has some books out. And so if you're interested, she will walk us through. She is the author of an ebook, Relaxation CDs, Relaxation DVDs. And she enjoys talking on spiritual oneness and inspirational topics.
She's been ordained in India in 2005 and certified as a minister of love in 2007. Oh, don't you just love that? A minister of love. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Angelica Rose, and she'll give us some more information on her certification as a minister of love in 2005 and her ordination in India since 2005. Angelica Rose, welcome to the show this evening.
Thank you so much for this beautiful introduction and for the experience. It's always so much fun to be able to meet new people on the radio and to have an amazing connection of experientialness. One of the things that I've discovered with being a walk-in is that when we allow our inner beingness, our inner spirit, to be more active in our life, we have more of a balance with the emotions and the mind, because they're not as active. They're not in that turmoil. What comes about is when there's so much imbalance, it's because the emotions or the mental mind is so active with trying to control things or trying to make things happen. And as a result of it, that's where that conflict comes into play. When we connect with universal love or God or our higher power, and we really connect from that place of surrendering the control around any part of the ego, any part of the mind, any part of the emotions, then there's so much more freedom. And that's why I'm very sold on this activation and really, really reminding people that you all have it. It's when we focus so much on our problems and we want to fix it, correct it, teach it, save it, we attract more of that. And then the next thing we know, we're caught up in upsy-topsy-turvies of so much conflict.
Yes, very, very true. So I understand you do hypnosis using colors. Give me a background on that and some experience you have had with that.
Because as a walk-in, I read energies. Most people know that energies are in different colors and certain colors, and it's actually been tested on a marketing side, which is kind of fun to see what they did with that, is that different colors have different meanings where the mind can't figure it out. So it goes right into the emotional realm. For example, the color orange has to do with joy. The color yellow has to do with wisdom. The color purple has to do with spirituality. Has to do with love. And so and white is purification. So what I do is when I'm working with people and I'm putting them into a hypnotic state, I don't do it the traditional route. I use the colors and high frequency music to put people into a relaxed state with regard to moving their mind out of the way and then moving right into the motions, which is a lot of times is what's causing some of the stress. And when they're relaxed, then I can work with the energies. I channel expansive loving beings, Christ love, universal love, and the angelic realm to support those with their awakening. And so with these colors, it helps to put them in a relaxed state where the ego isn't trying to analyze, fix it, correct it, attach to it, the beliefs behind it, and thereby they're able to transmute it quicker than they would if they held on and tried to figure it out.
Wow. I was reading on some of your topics and on your website, and I noticed that you had actually did a reading, a private coaching section with someone, and they said that they could actually feel their pulse. They could feel their heart. And they were saying for a while there that they could not.
Yes. What happens is when I work with, if you can kind of imagine, the best way I know how to explain it is, the body's a form. It's something you can touch, but energy is not. You can't touch it. So when I first work with the hypnosis part, at the beginning, they're aware that they're in their body. They're aware that they have a heartbeat. There's a lot of background noise. I don't know if somebody's doing a lot of movement or something. Can you hear me?
Very clear.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Every time I talk, I hear lots of loud noises in the background. So I wasn't sure if somebody was. Okay. So I just want to make sure you can hear me. So when I'm doing hypnosis, at first they could feel their body, they could feel their pulse, they could feel their heart beating. Then once I work with the energy, where they're raising their energy and expanding their energy, they can't feel it anymore. So they can't, because it's an energy now, so it's not a form. So there's nothing to touch, there's nothing to feel. It's all went from a formless, I went from a form to a formless, which is pure energy. And that's why they're not aware of what's going on anymore. That's where the ego is no longer involved in the activation of trying to control things. And so when I work with these expansive beings with the energies, because there's no attachment to the self-defeating beliefs, because now it's all energy, it's easy to work with that energy and transmute it and then bring in a healthier energy that turns into healthier belief systems.
Okay, so then it's the energy is then replenished is actually what it is what I'm gathering.
Well, if you can think of a clear glass of water and then a polluted glass of water, when energy has a lot of staticness, there's like internet, it just causes friction. So when the energy is in conflict with a pure energy, there's stagnation going on. There's conflict. Running water that all of a sudden sits and doesn't move, it becomes polluted. But when water moves really fast, it's like the cleanest kind of water you can drink because the frequency is really fast. It's not sitting in a stagnation. And so when I work with energy, with these expansive loving beings, we're moving the stagnated energy that's causing a lot of the conflict and moving that stagnated energy out and replacing it with a flowing energy that is healthier for them. And then it turns into healthier belief systems. What happens?
How phenomenal is that? Wow.
Yeah. Well, what happens is when I'm working with these energies, the old energies have to come up to be released. And one of the most challenging things is people see that energy, they freak out, they get scared, they hold on to it, and then all of a sudden they're stuck in it because they're putting their attention back on what they want to let go of and getting scared or insecure or fearful of it. And so one of the things that I always tell people is that when energy comes up to be released in the minds through thoughts or in the emotions through discomfort, just know that it's being released and put your attention on the feeling of feeling good, feeling happy, instead of that of which is being released. So it's purified quicker. It's like the best way to explain it is like when you take out the trash, you don't hook in a cord around the garbage and take it back in. You take the trash out, you put it in the bin, and you let it go. You don't look at it or smell it or say, do I like it? Do I not like it? Why is it trash? And sit there and analyze it or put your face in it. You just put it in the bin and you walk away and you realize it's gone. It's the same thing with these beliefs. They're going to come up and get transmuted because the plane is a denser vibration. And so that form has to be released. And so when it does come up to be fully released in the physical body and the emotions and so forth, it's best to just see that it's an energy that's being released rather than, oh my God, it's here again. Like my nightmare. And once you release it, you start feeling lighter, and it's so much more playful.
Nice. And so you do that in private sessions.
That part, yes, because it's first of all, it's a very personal thing for an individual, and so that when somebody wants the hypnotic session, for sure, it's done as a private session. There is also an online meditation class where I channel messages that are customized for each individual that's involved to help them with their mental thoughts, to help them with their emotional thoughts. And then the third week is to help them with their body. And then there's a meditation involved. So in that sense, they're taking more self-directed responsibility for taking those messages and running with it. Whereas this, they're just pretty much like on a relaxed state, like getting a massage. They don't take the person's hands and do it for them. They're just open to the receiving of this energy and the transmuting of the old energy. So it just depends on where people are at and how receptive and ready they are.
Nice. I know you, I was reading somewhere, you do chakra. Is that how you pronounce it? Chakra?
Actually, I like the way you said it. It's chakras. Those are energy points in the emotional, mental, and physical plane. And there's eight of them there's a lot more than eight. There's eight that I work with. There's the tailbone, which has to do with survival, the primal, or what you came in with, ancestral family stuff. And then you take on with your own survival, or you expand it into abundance. So if it's in the survival mode, then your focus is on limitations and not enoughness. If it's in the abundant focus, then you're focusing more on your expansiveness. And the second chakra is, did you want me to go through them?
Yes, please.
Okay, just want to make sure. the second chakra is by the pubic area, and that has to do with creativity, money, and relationships. So if it's in a duality type of an energy field, then you're going to have friction with your relationships. One minute there's a high, the next minute there's a low, because the vibration is not in alignment with your inner spirit and with what I call universal love. And so as a result, some of the relationships would be more drama-based. The same thing with, because it's one of the if I use the word kindly, more of the earthbound chakras. And so if it has to do with creativity, like people write and all of a sudden they feel like they have writer's block, a lot of times it's because they're focusing too much in more of a mental frame or an emotional frame rather than that of connecting to divine source, which allows the energy to flow through them. And it's like a painter that paints doesn't paint from their human programs. They paint from inspiration, inspired. I mean, the true artists that want to, on a spiritual basis, expand into a different vibration with expressing. And then the third chakra has to do with, and it's by the stomach area, and that has to do with the will. And so when I work with people, I kind of check in and see who's more in charge, their ego being controlling and trying to force, manipulate, make things happen, or they've given that up and focused more on the universal connection, which allows things like being on a vacation, things flow, you get inspired, you feel happy because you're not trying to do it by yourself. Like saying, I'm going to drive the car, but I want the universe or God to drive the car. And the next thing you know, you're going, oh, I can figure this out, but sit by me. And then you're trying to kick the universe out. And so the universe says, okay, if you want to do it on your own, do it on your own. And the next thing you know, you're feeling stuck and confused. And then you go, help me. And then when you want to get the help, then all of a sudden you say, oh, what does this all mean? And then you get caught up in figuring it out and analyzing, which is kicking God out again. So the more you try to control it, the more challenge you have around it, whatever you're trying to fix, correct, or judge. Whereas when you let go and you surrender, really surrender, and then you focus in on your connection, there's a deep sense of freedom. That's the best word I know how to explain it, because the connection is so, it's like energy running through your body that's just pure love. And when it's that pure, you move into this vibration. And then your answers come and flowing starts to happen.
And you know what I find to be interesting? Let me do this. If anyone's interested in talking to Angelica R., please call in. The number here is 1-888-429-5471. The last piece that you spoke about is the letting go.
Yes.
Amazing how people have difficulty letting go.
It's because the ego is very addictive. And so there are so many things that the ego can hook into. It can hook into stories, and then you have one story after another story, and then the next thing you want to do is you want to talk about it, then you want to solve it, then you want to fix it, then you're worried about it, then you're stressed out over it. So it could be like an addiction, especially if there's a belief around it that's self-defeating. And then the next thing you know, your emotions are going into this imbalance of ups and downs, of happy and sad, and that's what I call duality. And so you end up getting stuck in that energy, and it's almost like you're in quicksand. The more you try to fix it or shift it or make it better, the more you sink down in. But the minute you let go, like watching boiling water, trying to force the water to boil, and then the minute you stop watching the water, you notice that the water will boil, or trying to make a light turn. Every time you try to force a light to turn, you've ever noticed you hit more red lights. And the minute you let go of trying to get somewhere, then all of a sudden things flow better. That's what it's like. It's like you're trying to force something to be different or judge it because it's not the way you want it to look or a person to behave. And as a result of it, you're stuck in that energy because your focus is on what you don't want. And so as a result of it, you're creating a block in that energy flow that's creating exactly what you don't want, more of it.
Okay, we have a caller on line one, so we will go ahead and take that call. Raimondo, you're on line with Angelica Rose. Go ahead.
Hi, Angelica.
Well, hello. Say your name again. Mondo?
Raimondo.
Oh, Raimondo. I love it. Where are you calling in from? Where are you calling in from?
California, Southern California.
Yay!
Oh, is that where you are?
No, I just love when people call in, and you know, it's California because it's so sunny and pretty and all that stuff. So now I'm in Oregon. So welcome and thank you for calling.
Okay. Well, thank you, and thank you for being on Dr. Black's show. I was just listening to what you were saying about the you know, the positive energy flow and everything, and I was just, you know, at a turning point in my life where I was starting over and, you know, trying to follow some dreams that I let go by the wayside so many years ago. And was just wondering, I mean, do you feel anything, or am I on the right track, or I don't know if I'm asking the right question, or...
You're asking it perfectly, by the way. And one of the things that I see in your energy field is that the more you're letting go, the more there's a flow. It's almost like you went back to finish up some things that you hadn't finished, and now that you're finishing, you're re-examining that of which you wanted that time in your life. So it's like you weren't ready for it, but there was a part of you that was trying to have it anyway. And as a result of it, you decided to just let go and focus. Were you focusing on yourself during that time? Because I keep seeing a finger pointing to you. When you let go, were you focusing more on who your relationship with yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. And were you also focusing in on some type of business?
More so a passion. But yeah, I guess you could say a business.
Okay. So one of the things that I keep hearing is that part of what you've learned is you were, I don't know if you're still doing this, but I'm seeing you're not as much, is you were very much in your head about things, and now you're learning to be more in your passion about what it feels like in your heart. And so the more you open up your heart to receiving, it's almost like part of you opened up, but you didn't open up as wide as you could have. So your receiving was more on a limiting basis than it was on an expansive basis. And the more you started focusing on taking care of yourself and really opening yourself up and knowing that that you're deserving and you're worthy of it, now you're on this track of really seeing things from a totally different perspective. From what I'm seeing and hearing from the angelic realm, more of a worthiness, more of a receptivity. You still have a little bit more around that. And one of the things that's important to do is take your eyes off the outer world and focus continuously on your inner world, because the more you focus on your inner world, the more you're opening up to that of which is on the outer world to come inside and give you the direction that's necessary. But if you focus in on your outer world and you try to manipulate it or try to make it the way you want it to be, it backfires on you and you end up confused. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and so yes, you're on the right track. There's a tendency to sometimes go a little forgetful about focusing inward. You're very, very intelligent, and you're very quick in learning, and that can be an extreme benefit for you. The thing that is so amazing now is you're really focusing more on what it feels like to feel. Really feel from a passionate place, and that's been looks like you've been in that for I don't know why I'm seeing five. I don't know if it's 5 months or 5 years. It feels longer than 5 months, to be honest. Keep doing what you're doing, and if you keep doing that, you'll be a lot happier, and your focus will be on the process rather than trying to have an outcome of some kind. Because God knows, if I can use that word, God knows what will serve you, what's best for you, and obviously your commitment is there, so that's not what is necessary for you to be concerned about. It's letting go of trying to figure out or trying to control it, and just letting the universe give you the steps and the proper people and the proper timing of taking that. And that's what I'm talking about. When you get your ego out of the way, it gives you a totally different outcome that's even greater than what the human mind wants to have, because the human mind has limitations. If you really look at it, the human mind focuses on beliefs and programs, whereas the spirit ha your inner spirit has no beliefs. It's just pure energy. And so when you're connecting that with the universe and you're having this manifestation of creativity and it's in alignment, it's new, it's different, it's beyond what the familiar patterns of the mind is used to having, and it's even better than that of which you think you want to have. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yeah. It's just so amazing and funny to hear you say some of the stuff, Neil, especially about, meeting the right people and just letting the universe have its way and
Yeah.
take its course. And and it's funny because I was listening to what you were saying earlier, and you're absolutely right. Once you let go, it's just like whatever, whatever. Because I'm tired of trying
Yeah,
this,
but
I'm tired of trying that, and
remember to just stay positive and to stay in the belief system of because your spirit guide just came in, and when you use the word whatever, your energy dropped. So that's part of the ego wanting to give up, with the control. When you say something like, I'm in trust, or I believe. I mean, say that out loud. Really feel that. What it fe see, whatever is your mind. Now feel. Say the words. I so believe that the universe is taking care of me and has my back. And really feel that. And then say that out loud. Say that out loud.
I truly believe that the universe has my back. Was that everything?
Yeah. Do you feel the difference? From the
Actually,
first
yeah.
thing. Yeah. So that's part of being in your heart more. And sometimes, and again, it's so easy to get caught up in the mind, like what's taking so long? Why isn't this happening? And what that does is I've seen this happen where people start a new business, they open up this huge place, and the next thing they know, they get freaked out because the business isn't coming in, and I've actually seen how they block the energy flow of prosperity. It's like an unemployed person that is looking for work and is freaking out versus an unemployed person that says, "Well, I lost the last job because I'm moving into something greater and better, and I know in my heart." That I have no idea what it's going to look like, but I know it's going to be even better. I just feel it. I know it. And the next thing you know, you get these inspired steps of what to take. You're guided somewhere. You meet the person. I mean, I've seen the time and time again, the two scenarios, and one is coming from the heart, and the other one is coming from the mind, judging based on when and how and what it's going to look like, and doubting it and all of that other stuff. So when you really believe in your connection, then there has to be a trust about that, and you have to let go of when it's going to happen, because that's the ego trying to manipulate the timing of it all. And it's easy said than done at times, and
Oh,
that's
yeah.
where you're at right now, is that you're on this higher path of trust. And where you were before was on this path of trying to figure it out and trying to make it happen. And that's why the whatever, you know, kicked in. It's like that old way of doing it sometimes can come up. And that's why I said you're still maturing it, if I can use that word lovingly. But you're so more ahead than you give yourself credit. And that's what you have to start believing in yourself and know that the universe is always there. It's inside of you. You just got to open up more and more and more and more and bring that in even greater to that opening of receptivity. And then things will start to move. You can't go back and forth and say 1 minute I believe, the next minute I doubt. Because that's exactly what you're going to get it back. 1 minute you're believing, the next minute you're doubting. So it's going to reflect back at you.
Right.
So, you know, keep doing the great things and just be kind and gentle with yourself, because you're shifting from one to the to a totally different place. When's your birth? Just your month and day, not your year, just your month and day, just of your birth.
October 16th.
Okay, I have to get back in my head because I wasn't in my head when I was reading. So hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, say it again.
October 16th.
Say your birthday. Okay, so... And we're in 2015. Five, six, seven, eight. So, if I'm adding this right, you're in a year of seven. And, you know, there's just so much going on. Yeah, see, it just confirms it. Spiritual development. So you moved into it in October, spiritual development. So you moved out of an old way of doing things into a new way of doing things, which is you're expanding into more of your act, which is not surprising that we're having this conversation, because that's what I work with, helping people activate more of their inner spirit. So it's not surprising you and I are having a conversation. I'm going to give you my website. You could, yeah, see if it resonates. Do I have permission to do that, Lethea?
Yes, you do, by all means.
So see if it resonates for you. It's heart, H-E-A-R-T, of motivation.webs.com. And then I also have this special that it's a package. If you go to Angelica, A-N-G-E-L-I-C-A, rose.webs, W-E-B-S.com. So instead of heartofmotivation.webs, W-E-B-S.com, if you go to the first one, there's a package there. And if you mention Lethea's show, you get $35 off the package. And I really am committed to everybody deserves to be happy. Everybody deserves to have this abundance. And I know in my heart and in my soul, it works. I've seen it time and time again with the people that these expansive beings I've worked with. And you have to be ready and committed to letting go of that of which is self-sabotaging you. And you are on that path. So look at those two and trust your heart and see if it resonates. You'll know. Because if it does, you'll know. And so we'll just leave it at that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're so worthy of it, and you're so welcome. It was an absolute joy talking with you, and you're a really great person, and I just really see great things coming for you. Is your mother on the other side, by the way?
On the other side? No, she's here.
She's alive, because I keep seeing this older lady that keeps popping in. I came back down, but as I was coming back down, I saw a glimpse of a lady. Is your grandma on the other side?
One of them is, yes.
Okay, maybe it was your grandma. There's somebody that was really, like, there. I mean, I just thought, you go. So whether or not you were close with her or not, she's watching you, and I just kept feeling how proud she is of you. You really have gone through a lot of stuff, and you really got to acknowledge that credit of how much you've evolved and grown, and just be gentler with yourself.
Okay, yeah, no, that's advice well taken, because that is a weakness, absolutely.
Yeah, people that have great hearts like you, it's a common thing. So, yeah, totally a comment.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thank you so much, Angelica.
Oh, you're a sweet soul. Don't ever doubt that. And just keep being open in your heart, because you're worthy of more than you're giving yourself. And I totally believe you're on the right path. So just keep doing what you're doing. Keep opening your heart. You're a very loving man.
Thank you very much. And I will tell myself that every day. Thank you.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Peace and blessings.
Same to you. You too, Dr. Black. Bye-bye.
Very well. You know, I listen, Angelica, and we as people, we have difficulty letting go. And in relinquishing that peace so that we can flow on. And you mentioned something about how when we double guess, the believe piece, and I'm transitioning, believe it or not, I'm transitioning from being a counselor into moving on to chat with Dr. Black to offer therapeutic counseling to cancer patients. And the joy of the transition is so heartfelt for me, and I'm just embracing it and loving it.
You go, girl.
Yes, and I love it. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. But
yeah,
had the transition not occurred the way it occurred, I would not be transitioning into chat with Dr. Black, who will be offering therapeutic counseling to cancer patients. And so with that being stated, is I can attest to what you were saying in reference to, you have to believe, because if you don't believe within your heart that all things are possible, then you have this struggle with, my heart is telling me one thing, my mind is telling me something else. And it seems like our mind focuses on what we see that's tangible, or how we view it in the world. And what you were telling the young man is that we have to be able to have that belief. It has to start within so that it can then be exemplified outwardly.
Beautifully put. Yeah. It's almost like a pair of old shoes that doesn't fit you, gives you blisters, but you're so used to having it that you keep putting it on, and they're like, why am I wearing these shoes? And then you put them back in the closet instead of saying, I'm done. And you're brilliant in the fact that you knew on some level that where you were is no longer where you're at. And that's how the universe works. Once you learn enough lessons in an area, you transition to the next phase. And sometimes that requires a totally different way of expressing your gifts. And that's what happened with you, is you were complete with where you were. You used enough of the experiences to teach you, to move you to the next level. And the fact that you were open and receptive to that allowed the transition to be more enjoyable, and embracing the difficult parts of the letting go. So you were able to realize that God is taking you to the next step. And so that's why it became easier for you to let something that wasn't no longer in your energy field appropriate to that of which is bringing you to this next space. And that's where trust does come in. You have to totally trust that when one door closes, another one will open. It may not open exactly in the time that you hope it will, but God doesn't desert people. God doesn't make junk, and God doesn't say, trust me, and then abandon you. It's either be open and receiving, or don't and struggle. But God doesn't desert people. God is always there. And it's just whether or not you're open to allowing it to come in. And it's pretty miraculous when you do. And it's pretty challenging when you don't.
Yes. You are absolutely correct. It is fully at 100%. And it's more than 100%. And for anyone out there who is listening, as you are transitioning in life, just as Angelica Rose has said, if you do not surrender and give it to God, then you hold up your smooth transition.
The transition. And when you're surrendering, you're not doing it out of apathy. You're doing it from a place of excitement and
yes,
and openness and receptivity and a total heart open to knowing that God is there and replenishing you with what the next step is. Sometimes there's a lag in between one to the next because you're resting, you're taking a break, you're getting ready, you're preparing. The timing of meeting the new people hasn't come into place yet. So sometimes there's a lag, and that's where the total trust comes in with regard to timing. Not your timing of when you want to have, but the universe's timing of when it's appropriate to move into the next stage. Sometimes people grow so quick that they end up learning something before the proper timing of the next stage is ready to come into fruition. And it's kind of fascinating to watch when you transition from one to the next. It just really requires you to just stay open and in your heart to love. And that's why I call myself a minister of love. I'm, as an angel walk in, it's totally what I believe in. You can't have fear and love working simultaneously. It's just either you're in fear or you're in love. Either you're in trust or you're in apathy. Either you're happy or you're sad. Or you can let that all go and just really stay open to just being connected where you don't have that duality that's going on as much. And when you're focusing on your problems and you keep wanting to fix it, yes, versus focusing on your expansiveness and wanting to expand, there's quite a difference. Focusing on your problem will attract more that the universe will keep giving you because you're focusing on loving your problems and the drama. Yes. So the universe will say, you love it, here's some more. Or when you let that go and say, I'm into connecting with God in my heart, in my mind, and in the body, and I'm interested in expanding more and more and more of that, then God will say, okay, we'll give you more of that. That's what you're asking for. And then it becomes very magical.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Yep. I am in the magical stage. I agree.
Yeah. And it's so much more playful too, because all that hardship is based on the ego trying to control things. Bless its heart. It's doing what its role is to do, to fight, flight, and protect. That's what its role is. And you can't kill off the ego, and you certainly can't hate it, because it's just going to go into the fight, flight, protect mode. So the surrendering to God is a way of surrendering the control. It's not the apathy around it. It's the control that you're surrendering.
I agree with you. Oh, my God. But the issue is we have difficulty with surrendering.
Not if we become aware as people. If we
right.
become aware, and it is challenging, but it doesn't have to be difficult when we become aware that there's an addictive pattern around it, and you're aware, because awareness is 95% of transitioning. So if
yes.
you're aware that there's an addiction around it, then you can laugh at yourself and go, oh, here I am, I have a choice. Then it becomes easier instead of difficult. It's just at the beginning of it, the addiction sometimes is stronger than the awareness, and so you fall back consistently in it. And when you're gentle with yourself and you realize it, you become smarter and smarter and smarter too. You get to a point of recognizing it and thereby not holding on as tight.
Very well stated. And
yeah.
and that's what we have to get everyone to understand. And I know that's exactly what you work on with people, is to allow them to breathe in, breathe out, inhale, exhale, woosa, let it go, and relax. And the old saying, let go, let God.
Yes, I love that saying, go, let God, because to me, if you wake up in the morning with this sense of love in your beingness and your connection, and you go to sleep with that sense of love in your beingness and that connection, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. It's only when resistance is futile, like in that Star Trek, it's like Star Trek Voyager. I remember that one line of all the lines, resistance is futile, don't even resist, because whatever you resist persists. Whatever you hate is judgment, and judgment is not part of love. And
no.
In this plane, you'll attract more of it. But if you embrace it and you surrender, you're letting go of all those knots and cords that are keeping you chained or imprisoned, and all of a sudden there's a sense of insight awareness that you start seeing this amazing epiphany that comes through, and then all of a sudden you get smarter. The mind is only using about 13% of its brain. And
yes.
The more you become educated, the wiser the mind becomes, whereas your spirit is unlimited. The universe is unlimited. There is no percentage. So if you're using your human mind to try to figure things out, you're basing it on familiarity of that 13%. But when you use your spirit's mind and you're in acceptance, you get greater wisdom. You don't try to figure it out. You accept it. The greater
Correct.
Wisdom gives you the understanding.
Yes, I agree with you. I
yeah.
agree. And that's where I am. That's what someone told me about a year and a half ago, that you got to get out the way.
Yeah.
And so I fully understand. I had to get out of the way and let God be God and let God do what he's supposed to do. And even though she said God knows you can do it, he doesn't want you to do it. So go relax and get out the way.
Yeah, and you also have to be willing to stop complaining, to blaming and judging. You have to be
yes.
willing to let go of all of those energies that keep you stuck in what you don't want, because the minute you start doing that, you're focusing on the temporary world of the external, which is part of your past. And part of the past is something that you like and something you don't like. And so when you stop the complaining, the blaming and the judging, and you start taking responsibility for your life and look at what you could be happy about rather than what you could fix about, then your attention is more on being happy and connection is stronger in getting things that will continue to make you happy rather than the complaining and the judging and the finding fault and the self beating yourself up. And again, it's really easy to say these kinds of things when you're an ultra sensitive to things. That's where you have to be very careful about being more nurturing to yourself, because then the nurturing makes you stronger and you're not affected by the outer influences and the outer world as much as you are when you're strengthening your inner world.
So how does one take out time to nurture themselves?
I'm a strong advocate about all three components, the mind, the emotions, and the body. By the way, we never finished the chakras, so if you're interested,
yes,
it's also,
yes,
okay.
yes,
it's okay, but yeah, you can email me and I could tell you, or you could, let me just run that real quick just in case somebody was writing it down, because I keep hearing,
yes.
don't forget, then I won't answer your question. So I'll just say the heart is by the heart chakra that has to do with love. Then the collarbone is the peace chakra. So if there's any conflict going on, that means there's a disharmony there. The throat chakra is expression of how you express. The third eye is where your inner spirit is, in between your eyebrows. And then the crown is your connection to the universal source. So what I could do is I read the energies on the emotional, mental, and physical plane above your body without going in your energy field. And I tune in and ask what's going on in those areas and what needs more expanding with these expansive beings that I work with to help to move the vibrational frequency into a totally different vibration. So, and now to answer your question, I just wanted to stay with the integrity. They kept saying, don't forget to remember.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they talk to me all the time. This cracks me up. Anyway, I'm a strong advocate in all three areas. Some people just focus on the mind through meditation or through mindfulness, and then they forget about nurturing themselves or taking care of their body. I totally believe it's important to do all three. You can exercise, you eat healthy, you take walks in places that make your emotions feel expansive rather than depleting you, like nature, the beach, baths. Lighting candles, listening to beautiful music. You nurture yourself as often as you can, especially if you had a very difficult upbringing around emotional abuse. You find things that make you feel loved inside. You don't look outside to get that from other people. You give it inside by connecting with things that you know make you feel loved and safe inside, like, you know, giving yourself a hug in the morning, finding ways to do affirmations to break those dysfunctioning, self-defeating ways of talking and feeling, looking for things that make you feel happy inside, like taking, again, a walk. But you don't look outside for someone to give you the nurturing, because if you do, you become dependent on the outside temporary world. So you make it a habit to continue to focus in on opening your heart for the universe, God, to feed that love inside. And that was one of the biggest challenges coming into this lifetime that I had learned the hard way, is that the outer world would only give you more of challenges around nurturing if you look to get it from them. But when you look to get it from God, man, it is unbelievable how every morning and every night I feel this vibration of love that's way beyond anything and anybody in the physical plane could ever give me. So that what I'm doing now is I go out and I share that rather than going out to get it. And then the mind, of course, is where you focus in on, you know, meditation, quieting your thoughts, being very mindful about where your thoughts are, and being very gentle with that, rather than feeling like you have to shut your mind off. You imagine like it being on imaginary clouds where your attention is off of that and it floats away. So you're not trying to fix it, correct it, judge it, make it bad. Or even your emotions, trying to judge it, make it bad. You're embracing it through love, and that calms everything down and puts you in a greater place of receptivity.
Understand. Okay. And, you know, I think, I know the walking, and as you stated, is very therapeutic. You know, psychologically, that's what we as psychologists, we always encourage is what you indicated. And that is the walking, the getting into oneself. And what happens is that we look for other people to love us and not so much focusing on how to love ourselves.
Exactly. And that's a common addiction that many people do, is because the human emotions is what's doing it. The human emotions is feeling hungry, so it looks outside to get fed. Well, when it looks to God to feed it, then it trains that it's whole, it's not incomplete, and thereby it doesn't go out to look for something, it goes out to share something.
Share is the key word.
Yeah.
Yes, very important.
Yeah.
Can you give us your website once again for those who are listening in and would like to just speak with you privately?
Oh, thank you. Is two of them. If you mentioned Dr. Block's show with the package, it's $35 and off. And that website is Angelica, A-N-G-E-L-I-C-A, Rose like the flower, R-O-S-E, .webs.com. And then for individual components rather than the package, it's heart, H-E-A-R-T, of motivation.webs.com.
Perfect.
And there's products, and there's the online series, Spiritual Journey from Human Consciousness to Spiritual Oneness, private sessions, love frequency meditation, which is channeled, and then special events that I offer and so forth. And I do have integrity about this, and it's very important that people hear this, that sometimes when people contact me, my integrity is I tune into the expansive beings that I work with to make sure I'm the proper person. And it may start off that just the products and the online series may be the starting point, because if your energy is at a different vibratory rate and there isn't enough of a readiness for it, I will not take people's money just to do it. I have too much integrity, and my heart wants to support everybody in their evolution the best way I can. So I always talk to people first to make sure that I get a yes, and then to what will best serve them. And if I don't get a yes and I get a no, I just lovingly say that I'm not the proper person, and I want the best for everybody. And so that's why the products and the online series sometimes serves at the initial stages until there's enough of things that have been released in the energy field to get ready for them to work with you. Because you do expand quickly when we work together. You have to be ready for that and committed to it. and really be willing to let go of the stories and the drama and all the other stuff. And then your life transitions really beautifully.
Wow. It's almost like the weight of the world is lifted off of you.
It really is. And I can contest to or attest to this because, you know, when I walked in, the emotions was one of the biggest challenges and identifying with it. And so I know how challenging it could be to get from one place to another and how easy it is to identify with things if you give your power to it. And I've seen time and time again that people transition, they move into a totally different place, they're free. And then they're on this expansive road, and it's totally different. You're a totally different vibration. It's totally, totally different. I don't create enabling relationships where people become dependent. What I do is I help to create an awakening of your inner spirit and then an expansiveness so that you yourself are free. And then if you choose to continue, you just keep expanding and expanding and expanding. That's why I don't have people commit to, like, every month you have to do it. It's always a choice. You always have a choice in your heart to say, I'm done and complete. Because it's very important for people to realize that they're responsible for their life. And my wish is to support through assistance with people that are grateful for this assistance.
Yes, yes. I know you have a ebook out there.
Yes,
the ebook is Living Life.
Living Life as You Always Dreamed, and it's a book that supports those that have areas within their emotional side that they want to evolve. So it talks about the ego. It talks about the different levels of building one's inner confidence. It talks about how to have healthier relationships with yourself and with others. It talks about how we give our power away to our fears or insecurities and how to move it to more of an expansive place of connection and so forth. And it was kind of an exciting putting together. It's in an ebook now. It's electronic.
Nice, nice. And then you also have the new secrets to running a successful business.
It's a secret. Don't tell anybody. I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's more of an action guide, and it talks about, you go through the various components in the book so you could see where your strengths and your non-strengths are, and it's in an action guide format, so you could get what's necessary in your own inner awareness, and then if you require education, you can then know what to take. So it's an action guide that gives you the tools to enhance your overall inner beingness with regard to what it takes to make a business one successful.
I love it. I love it. And then you have a love, gratitude, relaxation CD. Tell me about that.
Well, there's different CDs. There's like the 15-minute for those that have stress, which nobody has these days. Then there's the love nature, which expands you into greater levels of love using nature sounds. The love gratitude opens your mind up to gratitude and your heart up to appreciation. So you're moving away from the ego's emotions and the ego's mind to that of your inner spirit. Then I have one on activating the inner spirit of the emotions, the mind, and the body. It's the essence of love activation. Then there's one on a talk, which is about your spiritual journey from human consciousness to spiritual oneness. I created a new one, activating your chakras. It talks about how to expand each of your chakra points beyond the human level. And then there's one on awakening your chakras, which also talks about the meaning of the chakras and then how to listen to your spirit guides. And I don't know, I think if I covered it all. There's a 5-minute one for people that make excuses about they don't have time. There's no excuse there because it's 5 minutes.
That's right.
Yeah. And I think that's and then inspirational stickers, believe, peace, think God, feel God, and what you believe, you perceive, and eventually you receive.
I love it. I love it. Inspirational stickers. Wow.
Yeah, some people put that on their computers when they go to work or if they work from home. And it's kind of a nice message. Believe, think God, feel God. You know, that one is sometimes such a biggie just to remember how important it is.
That is the theme to my new business, Believe.
Yeah, totally so, believe.
Yes, I love it that you have even, oh wow, that you have even, that you're talking about believe. And so it just gives me confirmation in the direction where I'm going.
So many people are on that path of believing right now. It's so miraculous when we really get out of our own way and just believe, especially when we come through so many challenges where we didn't feel God was there. And, you know, a lot of times God doesn't put us there. We put ourselves there because we're not open enough. And so there's lessons around that. And then we have to learn about strengthening our inner core or getting out of our own way, which you so beautifully said. And so there's lessons around that.
Yes.
And we have self-defeating emotional belief systems like self-sabotaging. And so then we have to learn about that. And finally, when we unravel enough of what is in the way, you start feeling God. And then you go, where were you all my life? And it's like, I was here. You just weren't hearing me. So it's kind of like getting out of those energy realms that have kept us stuck in what I call denser vibrations, where you don't feel or hear or see or experience as much of these vibrations. And there are veils. I could see them when I work with these energetic beings that I love to death. You know, the angelic realm, Christ love.
We have a caller on line one, Angelica.
Oh, yeah. Go for
okay.
It.
All right, caller, you're online. Go ahead.
Good evening, ladies.
Good evening. What's your name?
Evening. My name is Elvira.
Elvira, sweet. Where are you calling from?
Rancho Cucamonga.
Cool. I always laugh at the Rancho Cucamonga. It's like you want to get up and dance to that.
Yeah, you could do that, Angelica. All right, caller, what question, comment, concern do you have for Angelica Rose, for our wonderful Angelica Rose?
She may have one for you. It could be you too.
Oh, no. <Oops. laughs> Go ahead, no, caller.
I was just tuning in a little late, and I just heard this vibration comment that she was making, and I've got some vibrations. I'd like somebody to help me try to understand, so continue on with that.
Oh, you're so adorable. Did you get the websites just so you can read about that too? Because that'll help. Did you want me to tell you that as well?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So vibrations, just to answer that question, then I'll give you the website. Vibrations work at different vibratory levels. But there are veils that when you unravel enough of those belief systems that are at a certain vibration, you move through a veil, and then you learn lessons in that vibration, then you move through another veil. It's almost like these like energy grids that get lifted. And when you have energies that are stuck in grids that are conflicting, that's where people feel sometimes headaches or stomach aches or emotional stress, because those grids are entangled in, and there's resistance or fear or insecurity that's keeping them stuck. And so when you're connecting and you have this strong vibratory belief system of your connection to God, universe, the transmuting of those energies that are stuck in those grids get transmuted without you having to focus on fixing, correcting, solving, judging. It's almost like that becomes secondary, and living life and being happy becomes your primary focus. It's only when you're caught up in these self-defeating belief systems in your mind or in your emotions, and you get tangled up in it, that you get sucked into it. And next thing you know, you're creating more of that in the physical realm through stories, through people, through experiences. And it's like falling into quicksand, because the more you try to get out through your control, the more you sink in. And so that's why these vibrations are, you know, it's all energy. We're energy beings. When you leave your body, you're energy. When you're in your body, you're in a form. It's a confined form because it's in a physical corpse. It's a body. And so part of this evolution of development is unraveling enough of those vibrations that are keeping you more earthbound to that of which is more of a lighter frequency, and then your inner spirit becomes more active. And that's what I specialize in, is helping those wake up enough of the vibratory energy fields so that their inner spirit becomes more active. And so I'm offering a special. It's a package for $35 off, because I'm committed to people that are committed to their path. And that's on angelicarose.webs.com. It's my first and last name, A-N-G-E-L-I-C-A, and then Rose, R-O-S-E, .webs.com. Okay. And then the individual package, I mean, the individual components versus the package is on heart, H-E-A-R-T, of motivation.webs.com. And again, if you mention the show, I'll tune in and see what's the most appropriate, and then work on giving a special that way. I just don't know what to say, because I want to make sure that, A, I'm the right person, and then what is the appropriate thing. Is it may just be products, and so I would give a product special. It could be the online series. It could be individual sessions. It could be, you know, so many different things. Or it could be that I'm not the appropriate person yet. And my integrity will tell you that if I get a no from your spirit guides and from the beings I work with. So I always check in with people first and then go from there. Hopefully that answered your question.
Did that, Elvira, did that answer your question? Or what vibrations, or do you have a specific question? Do you have a specific concern? What is in your intellectual brain?
Oh, you're so cute.
I just can't figure it all out, doctor. That's what I
You'll never try to figure it out, because your mind can't figure out vibrations. Vibrations are energies, and mind can't figure energies out. So you might as well let go.
Okay, so I'm trying to repurpose myself and find a career path and happiness here.
Let go of the trying, because that's your ego trying to control it. And the more your ego tries to control it, the more confused you're going to get, is what I'm hearing. So let go of trying. It's like trying to get up.
That's right, Angelica. Yes.
Yeah. Let go of the trying, and move more into your connection with your inner world and your receptivity to allowing that to come into play, rather than trying to make it come into play. Because the more you try to make it, the more you're blocking it, and the flow of energy can't move if you're trying to control it on your own.
Okay.
Let me just say this. There's a difference between giving up and sitting by the phone and waiting for it to ring. That's not what I'm saying. That's different. That's like, okay, well, fine, and not do anything. Then you become a couch potato. That's not what they're saying. What they're saying is give up the control around trying to make it happen or figure it out, and move your vibration more into the receptivity of being open to the guidance and what is your next step, and keep strengthening your open receptivity of expansiveness, of abundance, of belief, of this new adventure, of this new path, and just keep opening up and listen for the next step. Listen. Do you ever have, like, you wake up and all of a sudden you get this insight and you go, where did that come from? Or your dream tells you something? That's your inner spirit talking. That's your inner beingness and God talking to you, versus trying to, your mind chattering 1,000 miles a minute blocks that. So the more you focus on that, the more you'll be directed.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's letting go of the trying to try. It's not giving up. It's letting go of the control around trying. That's the difference.
So let me clarify. So what you're saying is, she has within herself a dream, and she knows subconsciously that dream is there.
Well, she knows consciously that dream is there.
Okay, so she knows consciously that dream is there, but she needs to act on that conscious dream
instead of focusing on I'm trying to try.
Well, she doesn't have to act on anything. She what she has to do is be in this phase of her life is what I'm hearing. She has to let go of acting and be more receptive to the inner guidance that she knows she already has, because she said, yes, I've had that before. So she's aware, right? You're aware of what that feels like when you do get that insight, when you do get that guidance. That's
that in the past, but as of lately, it just seems just to be, it's just not clear. I'm not sure. So when you talk about vibrations, I'm like, what are the vibrations?
The it's not clear is because you're using too much of the trying and you're not listening enough.
Oh, okay. I should listen. Okay.
Yeah.
That might be a little problem.
You're saying help me, but then you're talking and you're not listening. That I'm not talking about this phone call. I'm talking about in your connection is when you ask for support, you have to be willing to listen for the support.
Okay.
So do you meditate?
Yes, I like to think I do.
Yes, well, I hope so. So when you meditate, your mind is quiet. And when you focus on nurturing yourself and then you put a question in front of you and you say, what is my next step? And you listen, something will come through on some level. It could be a person telling you something. It could come in your dream. But you have to be open, really open to allowing it to come in.
Okay.
That's what vibrations are all about. If you're open, they keep telling me to tell you this, so I have to tell you. If you say I would like to have something, but then your fear of the timing of it not coming through clarity or the timing of the next step, what you're doing is you're literally putting a plug into the tub and blocking the water from running through, because your energy is blocking the flow through the fear or the pushing of trying to get the clarity. But when you're open to believing, it's like, I don't know if you were at the beginning when I said it's like watching a water boil or trying to get somewhere and you hit all the red lights, and then the minute you say walk away from the pot, it starts to boil, or you walk away from trying to make the lights turn green, all of a sudden they start turning green because you're trying to force something versus allow something.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about with vibration.
The why and just be quiet. Okay.
Well, you know, the why is the how, the when, the why is God's business, not yours. Your role is to love yourself, to be open to receiving, and to keep your attention on being good enough. And listen for inspired. When there's a time to act, you'll know. Listen for that inspired action. So it's not about sitting and not doing nothing, but it's also not about you trying to force a something. And it's that fine line between the two. You know, the things that's really amazing is you have such an openness when you open, and you have such a closeness when you close it. That's how receptive you could be. Your openness is really open. I'm not talking about with me. I'm talking about in general in life. When you're really open, you're really open. But when you really close yourself off, you really close yourself off. So you have more ability to do it than you think. You just have to focus on being more open and stay that way.
Let me say this, Angelica Rose. I was a person, I seemed like I was like Elvira on the move. I was a person on the move. Mm-hmm. And my back went out on me back in August. And it forced me to sit still. To transition where I'm going and where I am right now. So without my back going out on me, I didn't sit still long enough to understand and to follow and to be in the transition.
Yeah.
And so now, since August into March, I think it's about, what, 5, 6, 7 months? August, my 6 months? I have transitioned in leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
And my
show wasn't that active, and the back is part of, you know, the lower back has to do with survival. And so when we overdo it, the universe has a way of saying, well, if you don't listen, I'll make you listen.
Correct. And so you are absolutely correct. And that's where it is, the low back.
Yeah. Where that's what I saw.
Yes. And I was limited to only drive maybe a half a mile.
Yeah.
So it forced me to transition.
Right. And you don't have to go that into that difficult space when we learn about, you know, they're so funny when they talk. The greatest gift you can give yourself is listening. When you listen and ask yourself, who's in charge? Is the thoughts and the emotions of the humanness in charge, or is God and my inner spirit active? When you feel a sense of peaceful flow, you know you're in alignment. But when you feel any anxiousness or fear or overdoing or any of that other stuff, your ego's too active. And you're the best way to guide yourself is just take a deep breath and just sit down and become silent. Because that means you're trying too hard.
Correct.